This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Americans are still waiting for the final vote tally in battleground states to determine whether incumbent Republican President Donald Trump will continue to be the country's chief executive for the next 4 years or be replaced by his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. Early Wednesday, Mr. Trump declared victory for a new four-year term, even as millions of votes remained uncounted. Speaking from the White House, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We want all voting to stop," end quote, even though there was no evidence it was continuing hours after polls had closed. The president said Republican lawyers would seek a Supreme Court order to end vote counting in Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, states where Mr. Trump holds sizable leads, even though Biden could conceivably overtake him when the remaining votes from Democratic strongholds are counted. Wednesday, Twitter flagged a post by President Trump which said surprise ballot dumps were being found in hotly contested states during the presidential election as disputed and possibly misleading. Many Europeans are shocked the winner of the U.S. election might not be known for hours, days, or weeks. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, says we have to have a little patience, almost certainly a lot of patience, Borrell told Spanish national television. In the American system, the last vote counts, and maybe the last vote changes the result. But as world leaders generally refrained from commenting on the outcome until it's clear, the particularly fractious and contested nature of this vote is already sparking concerns overseas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Brazil President Jair Bolsonaro Wednesday refrained from commenting on the potential winner of the tight U.S. election, but reiterated his support for President Trump and suggested Democratic challenger Joe Biden would interfere on issues like the Amazon rainforest if elected. This is VOA News. Storm Etta pounded Nicaragua and Honduras with torrential rain Wednesday after unleashing major floods and landslides over Central America. The storm reportedly killed at least three people and stranded dozens of fishermen in the Atlantic. Etta hit Nicaragua as a Category 4 hurricane before weakening to a tropical storm as it forged inland in the impoverished country. Homes, roads, and key infrastructure were battered by the force of the winds and thousands of people evacuated. Nicaraguan media reported two wildcat miners were killed by a mudslide. In Honduras, a 13-year-old girl died in a landslide on her home, the fire department said. The United States formally exited the Paris Agreement Wednesday, fulfilling a years-long promise by President Trump to withdraw the world's second-largest greenhouse gas emitter from the global pact to fight climate change. But the U.S. election contest will determine for how long. The president's Democratic rival, Joe Biden, has promised to rejoin the agreement if elected. Wednesday, Turkey fined Facebook, Twitter, and three other social media companies for failing to appoint a country representative under a controversial law which came into force last month. The legislation, passed in July, requires platforms with more than 1 million users to appoint representatives in Turkey that could implement court orders to remove contentious content or face heavy fines. The Deputy Transport and Infrastructure Minister tweeted, Turkey has ordered Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, and TikTok to pay $1.2 million fines for failing to comply. Pope Francis expressed his regret Wednesday at having to again abandon his weekly general audiences with the public because of coronavirus as he gave a live-streamed address from the Vatican. The pontiff said, quote, "Unfortunately, we are back to doing this audience in the library in order to protect ourselves from the infection of COVID," end quote. The Pope has himself been reluctant to wear a mask or ask visitors to wear one and enthusiastically resumed in-person general audiences at the beginning of September after a six-month hiatus. Poland announced further restrictions Wednesday to halt the spread of the coronavirus and said it would impose a full national lockdown if COVID-19 cases continue to surge. Doctors have told Polish media the country is running out of hospital beds, ventilators, oxygen, and medics as daily infections and deaths have hit new record highs. The prime minister said most shops and shopping malls, theaters, museums, galleries, and cinemas would close starting Saturday. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.